What's up, guys? Welcome to Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Ben Bailey. And you know what? I'm doing a surprise pop-up podcast right now. I'm not even going to post it on my Instagram for a couple days. It's going to go right onto iTunes, right onto Spotify, wherever you listen to it. So you know what? Shout out to the real ones out there. My guy Cody for reaching out. My dude, what's his name? I just don't even really care about who he is as a person, but he always gives me a lot of Chaz, I'm kidding, dude. It's for you, baby. Chaz, it's me and you, baby. No big deal. Also, Meg. Shout out Meg, my girl Meg, for showing me some love. Said she wants more episodes. I'm putting more episodes out. Give the people what they want, guys. And I believe you guys want these episodes. You want these singular, just freebie standalones. What are you talking about today, Blair? I don't know. Probably about how fucking stupid the coronavirus is and why everyone needs to fucking relax, dude. Relax. I'm not sick. No one's sick, but everybody thinks that they're going to get sick, which is one of the most annoying things I've ever been a part of. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the beer flu or whatever. The beer pandemic, the Mexican beer, but it's only drank by American beer. What's it called? You guys know. It's a coronavirus. Yeah, it's coronavirus. What are you worried about? I think it is. I think people just want to be involved with a group. People just want to be on the inside of something. Because so many people think they got stuffed into a locker when they were a kid. They didn't, but they made themselves feel isolated for some reason. Look, everybody wants to be an underdog, right? Everyone wants to be like, it's coming for me. Coronavirus is not. And you know what? If it does, you're going to be fine. I'm pretty sure I already had it and got over it. And the secret to saving the entire planet, by the entire planet, I mean like the three people that have died in the whole world of coronavirus. Okay, it's more than that. But you know what I mean. If I held the antidote in my bloodstream, if I was the only one who could save people, I don't know if I would do it for free. I would do it, but pay me my money. How much you want? Like, I'm trying to get hundreds of millions out of this blood. It's like, okay, what do you want to do? How much is a gallon of this blood worth to you? I'm going to nick an artery real quick. 100 million, I'll nick an artery. Right into, do you have a bucket? Do you have a bucket? 100 mil. Dude, it's so wild. Like, people just think that it's, remember swine flu? Remember that back in like 2009? Also, it always happens in Washington State. Like, swine flu is huge in Washington State. Coronavirus is killing people in Washington State. You know, it's because it's so good up there that people are, that God is punishing his people. It's God's country up there. And he's like, hey, y'all motherfuckers have it too good. I'm going to give you a fake virus, but lots of, they're calling it a pandemic. Dude, you can't go to the store anywhere in LA and people are like, there's a state of emergency. All right, let's be very clear here. The only people that are dying of the coronavirus in the United States are old. Like, they're old people. If you read, I read like a CNN article the other day. They're like, 11 dead in Washington State. And there's this whole article talking about how bad it is. And it's not until the very end of the article, because the article is entirely too long. No one's reading that shit. Like, I read like the first paragraph, then skimmed through. I was like, I get it. And then I read the very end. That's good. Maybe I'm not doing my due. I don't fact check more than I do a little bit. If the facts are going to support my point, then I will for sure fact check. But if I get just the inkling they're going on the other side of me, I ignore them completely and just say I never looked at them in the first place. But that article It was talking about how like a lot of people are dying. Yeah, 11 of those 11 people were in an old folks home. They were old. They were on their way out. If this beer virus is going to kill you, maybe you shouldn't be around. And like, what? The coronavirus got you at 98. Hey, dude, you did it. You did it. You got the t-shirt. You did it. Hey, you got out of school 2 minutes early. If you're 98 and you died from the coronavirus, that's the equivalent of getting out of school 2 minutes early. The buses are still there. You didn't even beat the buses out of the parking lot. What are you so excited about? People are freaking. If you're a healthy person, and by healthy, I mean like you don't smoke cigarettes, you're probably going to be okay. If you smoke cigarettes, I did some research on this. If you smoke cigarettes, you are 98% more likely to be an asshole. And like maybe like 1% more likely to contract the coronavirus. I just want to get it. I've already gotten it. I want to get it again and then beat it again and be like, guys, do you want to know how I did this? Do you want to know how I did this? McDonald's. I ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days. I gained zero weight, but I did beat the pandemic coronavirus. People just want to believe that like I said already, people want to be the underdog of their own story. So if you're a white guy in California and you've always been, like things have always gone well for you. You're like, man, how can I be the underdog? Oh, there's a virus coming for everybody? I better go to the store and buy everything. Do you buy canned foods? If you went to the store and bought canned foods because of this thing, jump off a bridge. More people die from herpes than the coronavirus. And herpes is not even life-threatening. But people get herpes and they're like, oh my God, my life's over. Relax. Bumps on your dick. They go away. Okay. I'm going to do one more thing on coronavirus. And then I'm going to do one more thing about why I'm a crazy person. But I think most of us already know that I'm kind of unhinged, especially when I'm on the mic. When I'm on the mic, it happens quick. Oh, God. Relax about the corona. Dude, it's not. Is it killing babies? If it's killing children, then let's panic. If it's killing people who have to have every door open for them and they have a driver's license from the 70s, let's relax. Blair, what if your grandpa died? Yeah, I mean, if my grandpa died from the coronavirus, I mean, isn't that just the same as him just dying anyway? He's in his 90s. At that point, does it matter how you go? As long as it's not a horrible death, right? As long as you're not dying slowly and alone, I think you're not surprised when someone over 90 passes away. If they're 19, you're like, shit. All right. They went too soon. And we don't even think about, what if the people that have died of coronavirus, what if they were assholes? What if they were dickheads? What if they were pieces of shit? Are you more worried about it now? Or are we viewing this thing as population control against assholes? Maybe only people that are dicks get the coronavirus. You don't even know. You guys don't even know. Now, I think if it's not already been pretty apparent so far that I'm a little bit out of my mind. I was thinking about this. You know how women, and then every woman listening turns this off. Oh my God, Blair, if you fucking talk about women, if you shit on women one more time, I am going to fucking almost get mad at somebody else at work. Probably the male guy, because he's the only person who's beneath me in this corporate ladder. Women get shit on for being crazy, for going crazy, for being dickheads, for being like, you know, out of their mind. I'm a crazy person, like for sure. Here's how I know. I have in my mind already gotten herpes and overcome it and beaten it multiple times. Like 7 or 8 times, I've convinced myself that I had herpes for no real reason. No bumps, no nothing. Never tested positive. But in my mind, I'll be like, yeah, no, I have that. I for sure have that. I think, what's it, hypochondriac? Yeah, I have that with STDs, even though I've never had one. STD free my entire life. I am absolutely knocking it out of the park when it comes to not getting bumps on my dick. I'm so good at it. I'm the Mickey Mantle of not having STDs. And no one cares. I don't get a gold star. I don't ask for a gold star. I just go about my business with my blue collar cock and I go to work every day. Safety first, hard hat on, steel toed boots. Mike Rowe would be proud. Shout out Mike Rowe. I don't know where he is, but man, yo, that's a guy I would actually really enjoy hanging out with, I think. Because I think when people host stuff, I think there are certain hosts that you'd want to have a beer with, right? And others that you, I mean, that's like anything. People you would want to hang out with, people you would want to hang out with. But I think as far as host goes, top three host, Rogan. This is not any order. Okay, so Rogan on Fear Factor, he was great. Mike Rowe, probably number one. Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, number one host, best host of anything of all time. Number one. It's not even close. Mike Rowe. Let's Get Dirty. Like, that's, it's so good. Great voice. Used to be an opera singer. Do you know that? I got a bunch of micro facts that I could just drop on you. All right? Used to be a coxman. He got into opera singing because a bunch of hot women were going to sing. And he was like, I want to see what they're doing. And he just, like, started singing and was good. And then, you know, like anything else, they just, when people throw pussy in your face, you're gonna just keep doing the thing that gets you pussy. Like, for me, sports got me laid for the first time. So I was like, I guess I'll just keep doing this until it doesn't work out anymore. And then stop working out, stop getting pussy from it, had to run track. Got me a little bit of pussy running track. But I think that was more residual from the football days. But then since then, it's been all, I mean, comedy. And comedy really doesn't get you laid. Like, it's not going to get me laid after a show, during a show, especially not at an open mic. But just saying I do comedy and posting a picture of me doing comedy, oh my God, he's so funny. But in reality, it doesn't really matter. That's what I'm talking about. That's how frustrating it is. Oh, and third one, TJ Lavin. Real World Road Rules Challenge. TJ Lavin, the absolute man. You know, I wonder what... Like, are there mailmen that get pussy because they're so good at being mailmen? Because there are outliers of every job, right? Because, like, I think it's more, are you good at the thing that you do? Like, there are some things you can just say, I do this, and that's kind of hot, like, empirically. Like, athletes, pretty hot. They're in great shape, usually big guys. Money comes along with that. There's also power. Those guys are hot. But what about someone who's, you know, like a really good hall monitor? Or, like, one of those recess people that were on duty when you were growing up? I wonder if, like, in that world, like all the teachers, like, if there was a hot, like, recess monitor, I wonder if one of the other teachers was like, oh my God. Guys, have you seen Catherine? She's so good at keeping those kids from running out in the rain. She's so, I'm just gonna, I think maybe that's something different though. Maybe that's more that guy just being into, no, it doesn't count though, because guys will be attracted to anything. Like, if I see a woman that has like is wearing high heels and she's walking in them well, I don't know why that's attractive to me, but there's nothing less attractive than a hot girl that can't walk in heels. So if I see any woman, regardless of if I think she's empirically attractive or not, if she's walking well in heels, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to buy you a drink, but I am going to ask where you went to school. Yeah, dude, that was the go-to one in college was, hey, what's your major? Because here's the thing. This is for the guys too. I think guys will benefit from this. If you're a single guy listening to this and you're in college, which I feel like none of the listeners are in college. I think everyone listens to this that's a dude is either married with kids or horribly unattractive and cannot talk to women at all anyway. Okay, this will help everyone, because guys, if you're married, you're going to get divorced. This is how it's going to work out. You're going to get divorced at some point and you'll be back out there. And your best bet is to go to a college campus and talk to co-eds, because they're stupid. You know, they're just not, they're not all the way with it. And that's where you can come in with this one. This is great. This is great. That's what you do. You just ask them about their major. That's it. What are you studying? Well, I'm thinking about going with a marketing major, maybe poli sci. Oh, wow. Why is that? Like, why is that so important to you? Well, I just feel like. You know, my dad wanted me to do this, but I think I was more passionate about this, and he doesn't really understand. Oh, do you and your dad not, he's not get along? And she's like, well, we do. We're much better now. When I was younger, I was a little bit more wild, but now, like, he's starting to come around his ideas, and then, yeah, he's paying for my school, and yeah, he pays for my Mercedes, and yeah, he pays for that last abortion. But, like, he's just, we're really coming together. I'm like, oh, wow, that's great. That's great. Because what you want to do is you want to get them talking about something they're passionate about. Get them talking about something they're passionate about. And then you buy a round of drinks, and then you break the touch barrier. And you do that on the way to the bathroom. Like, excuse me. And then you just, like, maybe put, like, a hand on their arm or on their shoulder, but not with any kind of pressure. Just kind of, like, gently, maybe a graze. And then when you come back, you always wait for it to be really crowded, so you have to get closer to them. Also, don't wait too long, because guys will pounce. They see an attractive woman talking by herself at the bar, you'll come back, there'll be six dudes circling around her. So you got to stay on top of it. Now, did this work for me in college? I mean, a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't say I had the highest success rate, but that was more to do with, I think, my teeth and, you know, the whole hair falling almost completely. The teeth thing is kind of hard to come back from, because the teeth were pretty, I didn't realize until recently how much, like, it's that I got laid at all is pretty impressive. I saw a picture of myself recently. I didn't know I was fat. I wasn't even fat, but I was bigger. I was like 25 pounds heavier than I am right now, and I'm fucking jacked right now. Your boy is cut, all right? Looking like a goddamn cobblestone sidewalk, all right? I'm looking good. But back then, I thought I looked good back then. Did not. Beard, gap teeth, no hair. What were those women thinking? What were any of them thinking back then? You know what they were thinking? They're thinking, those other guys on the team, they're just, like, super mean to me. And yeah, they're hot, and yeah, they had cocks the size of hammers, but Blair just makes me laugh. And he'll also eat my ass without me having to ask him to eat my ass, which I think is really valuable in a fuck buddy. That... This is also like a two-parter. I pretty much started this podcast yesterday, recorded all the way through the Mike Rowe part, then went out, hit pause, went out with some friends last night, drank, we'll say too much. And then I was like, you know what? I think I can add a little more to this pod. I'm feeling good. Woke up today feeling pretty good. I keep saying good. I keep repeating the same words over and over again. I wonder if that means I'm reaching for the next thing. Who knows? But yeah, I was like, you know, I'm ready to let it rip. Also, I have this pre-workout because I'm, you know, meathead. Amino acid energy. And I got it. And it's usually $22. I went to Vitamin Shop. By the way, why do you have Shoppe? Why is it S-H-O-P-P-E? Shoppe. You're stupid. Just call it Vitamin Shop, you fucking dick. Don't be classy. LA's so much bullshit with that. It's like, let's put a little bit of thing in the end of it. Let's put an extra P and an E. We'll tell them we're Dutch, even though we're from Santa Monica. But yeah, I put some of that amino acid shit. Usually $22. It was $30 this time because it had the electrolytes added to it, so it doesn't dehydrate me as much. And I put some honey in there because my throat was a little sore from, you know, last night having to talk over the music. Does it have to be so loud? But yeah, I had that and it got me ripping and rolling, and yeah, there it is. That's the pod. We did it, guys. This is a little special episode. No video, all audio.
I'm gonna start releasing these whenever I feel like it. I'll keep doing the Mondays with the regular pod on Monday, and I'll put the video out usually Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I was a little late this week. I put the video out on Friday, but still, the video is pretty good. But yeah, shout out everyone listening. Love you guys. You guys are great. Get fucked. Keep reaching out. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you want more of. Don't tell me what you don't like. I don't care. Only give me positivity. Okay? That's all I need. Blair, I don't really like when you do that girl voice. I feel like the girl voice is just, it's just like kind of offensive. And I know I don't sound like that, but you're making me think that I do. I sound like it more. Yeah, all right, whatever. Fuck off. I'm done. We're good. We did it.